Archer's Omnibus for the week 10 to 15 September 2000.
Come home Friday night and blow me down. They've taken over most of the yard.
Neil must have warned you.
Oh, yeah. But it ain't just the caravan. There's Eddie's van and all their bits and pieces.
Right.
Of course, Betty's all in favour. And I can see her pointing away.
Come on. Come on.
A bit slow tonight, ain't they?
If you want to go, I'll see the rest of them through.
That's OK. Well, hang on. Go on, then. Go on.
Oh, here he comes.
Hey?
David, back from the ferry.
Oh, he's broken off already.
I hope he's given up in disgust. He's made a right kid's ear of it.
There speaks our local ploughing champion.
You can see from here. What sort of a line is that? You'd think he was trying to write his name in the stubble.
Here, I'll tell him you said that.
Don't worry, I'll tell him myself.
Hey, what about her? Just gone through. A bit lame, is she?
One of our veterans. She gets a bit stiff in the hind leg.
Oh, watch out for her.
I don't think it's much to worry about.
I saw the calf you had last night. Nice little heifer.
Yeah, there's a couple more due tomorrow. Did Phil tell you?
Yeah, I made sure I was up to speed.
Oh, yeah? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. What have you stopped for? You're not halfway yet.
Oh, Dad wants a hand to move the ute.
Oh, yeah?
Ruth reckoned you'd given it up as a bad job.
Oh, did she?
I've seen a first-year student plough a straighter furrow than that.
Oh, right. Thanks very much.
Look at it.
What? No. No, it's the angle we're looking at. See, no, it's the rise and fall of the ground.
Rise and fall of
all right, all right, all right. I was listening to a tape. Might have got carried away.
Any excuse.
Right, I'm off home. If you're coming through, I'll leave the gate open.
Right. Hey, Mike, heard about your new neighbours.
Oh, yeah,
don't sound too thrilled about it.
Well, I mean, how would you feel if you suddenly found the Grundys in your backyard?
Well,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know they had to go somewhere, but I never thought they'd end up camped out on our back doorstep.
Too close for comfort.
Oh, I almost bump into the caravan every time I go out. Still, now they're in, I suppose I'll have to put up with it. I'll see ya.
Yeah, cheerio then, Mike.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
So, do you want to lift down?
No, I'll wander back. It's nice to be out.
All right. You could have a lie down while Mum's got the kids.
No, it's such a waste of an afternoon. I've got things to do for Josh's party.
Okay, then. Well, I'll see you later.
There you are. Biggest one I could find.
Oh, thanks, but he just uses
it. Can I ask what you want a jug for?
Well, I fetched it some of my cider, the stuff we had stored up here, remember?
Oh, right.
Ah, well, seemed like the right occasion to open it. Christen our new home, eh?
Oh, right.
Thanks again, Betty. Rick and I go and fill it up.
Yeah, okay, Joe.
Can I draw me washing line up here, please, Betty?
Yeah, of course.
Sure it won't be in your way?
No, of course not. Should I tie up the other end?
Yeah, ta.
Hello? You busy?
Hello. Just putting up a washing line.
Oh,
I was saying to Betty, it won't be in your way here, will it?
Course it won't. Not the centre of the yard. You ought to bring it closer to the house, though.
Well, no. You don't want to have washing hanging by your back door.
Well, no.
It might dry better up there.
No, this'll be fine. That's my end.
Right, and this is mine.
Oh, that's great. Thanks ever so much.
What's Joe doing in our shed?
He's tapped one of his cider barrels.
Cider?
Yeah, the one stored in the barn, remember?
Neil helped him bring it out this morning.
Oh,
I'll get him to move it somewhere else if it's nuisance.
here's Jennifer to see you, Mike.
What? See me?
Yeah, she rang earlier, something about the river.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer.
Afternoon.
Well, I can see you're getting organised. Hello, Carrie.
Oh, well, it looks very snug there, doesn't it?
Caravan?
Yes, it's a good place for it. Out of the wind.
Yes. It's much better than it... I mean, it's far more convenient, too.
Oh, yeah.
We're very lucky Neil let us come here. Otherwise, I don't know what we'd have done.
Yes. Well, when I heard about it, it was such a relief.
Yeah. Yeah, you must have been glad to see the back of us.
What?
Right, I'll go and fetch me washing.
What? You got some waiting?
Gary, I...
Edward stuff, yeah. I hand washed it this afternoon. Might as well hang it down here overnight.
Gary, I didn't mean...
Look, you want to speak to Mike? I'll just go and see if she needs a hand.
Dear, I hope Clary doesn't think...
Well, I dare say you were glad to see the back of him.
No. No, we were just so pleased they'd found somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'd be feeling pleased too.
Oh, well.
Anyway, you wanted to see me?
Oh, yes. You know we want to improve the condition of the Am where it runs through the estate to try and increase the trout numbers.
I've heard some talk.
Well, one of the reasons it's declined so much is because the bank's got so overgrown with alders and willows, and it all needs to be thinned out so the light can reach the water and stimulate the river life.
Oh, yeah, I see. And you want me to...
Well, there's a few weeks' work there for you, Mike, if you're interested.
Well, yeah, I'll be up for that, definite.
Well, we can't start yet, of course. It'll have to wait until the autumn.
Well, I'll be here.
Well, that's marvellous. I'll tell Brian, then.
Yeah. I dare say that caravan will still be here and all.
Hello. Oh. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to wake you.
No, I wasn't asleep, really.
Oh, we got the ewes down from Badger's Bank. And called in on Mum. She's bringing the kids down in half an hour or so.
Oh, right. Whew. I'd better get on with this.
With what?
Josh's party. Present for past the parson.
That's what you've been up to. Sitting there with your scissors and your sticky tape.
Well, I know it's not till Wednesday. It was quite a lot to do. I want to get ahead.
I'm sure Mum would help, if you like.
No, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm enjoying it. Took me a while to find enough paper. Then I just sat down for a moment.
Shall I make us some tea, then?
Not for me. I had some earlier.
Okay. Shall I help you with this, then?
Okay.
What's in the middle?
Colouring book and pencils.
Ah. So what can I do?
Here's the sweeties.
Mm-hmm.
You put one in each layer. I'll wrap it up.
Right, I think I'm up to that.
Are you mocking me?
No. It's definitely a two-person job, wrapping past the parcel.
Well, I could manage it myself. But
more fun with two, eh?
At least I'm doing something useful.
Yeah. I meant what I said about Mum. I know she'd love to help with the party.
There's no need. I'd really like to organise it myself.
All right. If you're quite sure, you feel up to it.
Yeah, I do. It's important for Josh, too. I want him to see that I'm still being a proper mum.
Okay, then. Here.
Mind the sweeties.
Oh, sorry.
Go on, have a drop more, eh?
Well...
Oh, come on, finish the jug. You can't let the ladies drink alone in good manners.
Oh, don't mind us, Jack.
Oh, all right, then, half a glass.
Ah, that's it. Finest batch I ever made. You won't taste better.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's definitely improved since I last had it.
Yeah, it's matured. Betty?
Oh, no thanks, Joe. I'll stick to this.
Lovely wine. It's so nice of you, Betty.
Well, call it a caravan warming present.
Well... Your good health.
Oh, yes, and yours.
Very cosy, isn't it?
Yeah, not too bad. Now we got it all sorted.
Mm, very snug. You can see down to the river.
Yeah, it's lovely. We're ever so lucky.
You know, I quite fancy this.
What?
Well, you better watch out. If things get too stressed for me in the house, I'll be out here with Clary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'll be a bit crowded, but we shan't mind that.
Yeah, don't worry. She's just winding me up.
Oh, am I?
Anytime you want, Betty, you just come straight over.
It is a nice spot, though, Mike. You've got to admit it.
Oh, yeah, I know. I only live a few yards away myself, don't I?
It is a good place to put a caravan.
Well, I could think of worse if I hadn't lived somewhere temporary.
Oh, we're in no hurry. We shan't be going nowhere for a while, eh, Terry?
Well,
no, yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, right. Maybe I'll go and fill that jug up again.
Yeah, why don't you, Joe? Oh, and you can take that rubbish out to the bin.
Oh, got your own bin now, have you?
No.
I said they could use ours for the time being.
Oh, I see.
We'll have to get one soon, of course.
Yeah, where is this rubbish, then?
There, by the sink.
Well, I can't sit all night neither.
Yeah, you go in. Yeah. You want some more cider?
Oh, thanks all the same, Joe.
Well, another time, then. There'll be plenty of other opportunities.
Yeah, I dare say. See you then, Clary.
Bye, Mike. Oh, put the lid back tight on the bin, Jan.
Yeah, all right.
Top your glass up, shall I?
Oh, thanks, Betty.
Better leave some for Eddie, though.
No, he'll have cider. If he ever gets back from the Bannerman's.
Oh, so that's where he is.
Went to do the milking for Elaine. Oh, I shouldn't complain, really. I do feel sorry for her losing Frank like that so sudden.
Oh, yeah. Must have been terrible.
And now, of course, she's been left with all the farm work and the funeral arrangements.
Right.
Anyway, now Joe's gone, there's something I want to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it's his birthday next Monday.
Yeah, how old is he now?
He'll be 79. And he's had such a hard time over the last few months. I want to make it special for him.
Yeah, of course you do.
So, I thought I might ask a few people round, have a little party.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
But the thing is, there ain't no room in here, so I thought about a barbecue in the yard.
Oh, right.
Would you mind? Not a big one, just a few
friends. No, of course, I'd be delighted. And what happens if it rains?
Yeah, well, no, that's the problem. Well, I suppose we'll just have to risk it.
Yeah, but you don't want to do a lot of work and then have to call it off. Why don't you have the party in the house instead?
No, we couldn't do that.
Why not? There's plenty of room.
No, no, really. It's ever so kind of you, Betty, but we're imposing on you enough already.
Clary, you're not imposing on anyone.
Well, it's nice of you to say, but I know Mike ain't too happy.
Hello, Clary.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Betty. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, what lovely flowers.
Well, they're just a few I picked from the garden. They're for you, Clary. Yes, if you've got somewhere to put them.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, they're beautiful. You brought them over special.
Yes, and these as well. A little moving-in present.
Oh,
chocolate.
Well, I was worried that you might have... Well, that you might have misunderstood me when I called in this afternoon.
Oh, wow.
But remember, it wasn't us who moved you on. It was Borchester Land and that dreadful Matt Crawford. And I'd have been quite happy if you'd have stayed, but... We're just so pleased that you managed to find somewhere else and that you settled in so well, and I hope you'll be very happy here.
Well, that's kind. Thank you, Mrs. Aldridge. Thank you very much.
There. 4.5 minutes.
Hold on.
Not four, not five, 4.5. Just how you like it.
Right.
That is just how you like it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's perfect.
Good.
And it's my turn to make breakfast tomorrow, eh?
I want to make sure everything's just how you like it.
Yes. what you having?
Coffee. You ready for yours?
Well, yeah, if you're offering.
Okay. I was down first, so I thought I might as well.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, love. What about Fallon?
She don't usually bother much with breakfast.
Oh, right. I don't want her to miss the school bus.
No, I gave her a shout. She'll be out in a minute.
Oh, right.
There.
Right. Thanks.
So, what's on for this morning?
This morning? Well, the brewery should be... delivering about 10:30. Frida's coming in to do soup of the day.
Well, I'll be around if she needs an aunt.
Ah, yeah. Okay, thanks. And, I'll be going out later, remember?
Oh?
Yeah, Felpersham. To see this sister.
Oh, yeah, right. Mum?
Oh, good morning.
Morning, Mum. Have you seen my school bag?
I don't know. What did you put last night?
Well, I know you had it.
Right, there it is, look.
So, how did you sleep? Getting used to the new bedroom?
Alan.
Yeah.
I was saying to your mum last night, if you want to choose some new curtains...
No, I got to go while I miss the bus.
No breakfast?
No, I'm not hungry yet. I'll see you later.
Bye, love. Take care.
Yeah, bye. See you later. Right. Well...
Don't worry about it. She's always like this in the mornings.
Oh, so it's not just me, then?
Right, have a bite to eat, then I'm back off to the Bannerman's.
How is Elaine? She coping?
Oh, she's okay. She she'll be better when the funeral's over.
Yeah, when's that, Thursday?
Yeah, I said you can't come because you're working.
Well, and I never really knew Frank that well, did I?
I got someone to the milking today. I'm going to see to her calves and help sort out Frank's tackle for the sale.
Right, okay then, Luke.
Mm. Oh, hey, look what's just crawled out of its shell. Good morning, Edward.
Oh, Edward, you go to school like that? Huh? You could at least brush your hair. Have you got a comb or something?
It's okay. Dad, can you give us a lift down the village?
You what?
Oh, come on, if I walk, I'll miss the bus.
Oh, okay. You up in the van, I'll be there in a sec.
Oh, Edward, before I forget, it's your birthday coming up soon.
Yeah?
I'll have to start thinking about a present. You got any ideas?
Well, Jazz is starting a band with his brother. If I had a guitar, I could join it.
A guitar? Oh.
Now that your wife has served you with a petition, the first thing you'll have to decide is whether you want to contest the divorce or allow it to proceed undefended.
Well, no, it's me who had the affair. I don't want to contest it.
Right. Well, that'll help to keep things simple. You've read through the petition. Is it all clear? Or is there anything you don't understand?
Well, there are one or two things, yes. What I'm most concerned about is our son, Jamie. Mm. It says here, Somewhere, where is it? Oh yes, it says she'll agree reasonable contact arrangement.
Yes, well that's good. It means she wants to try to agree contact arrangements with you amicably.
Yeah, but what about the longer term? Could she ever stop me from seeing him?
Well, if we assume that he'll be generally living with his mother,
yeah, that's fair enough.
Then you should continue to have regular contact. Hopefully you and his mother will be able to work out the details to suit you both. If there's any dispute, then you might have to apply to the court for an order fixing contact visits.
Yeah, okay. And the other thing I'd like to know is, will I be able to keep my business in the pub? I mean, she brought a bloke around last week to value it, and I found that a bit worrying.
Well, as I'm sure you know, she will be entitled to a share of any capital assets. We don't know yet how much that share will be.
If she asks for too much, I might have to sell the place.
Well, that may not be in your wife's interest. You'll need the income from the pub to pay the maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah, all right, mate. I'll see you tomorrow.
Ow! Oh, don't mind me, will you?
I'm sorry, Fallon, I didn't see you there.
Didn't see you there, Fallon. Well, I'm invisible, or what?
Sorry, bunking off, are you?
Well, so what's your excuse, then?
I've just been down the shops.
Well, maybe I've done that, too.
Hey, I heard the good news.
Yeah?
Yeah, about you being our neighbour, like.
What's so good about that, then?
It's a great place, Ambridge. Where all the best people live, innit?
Yeah, so you say.
Don't you like it, then?
Well, I didn't ask to move. I was all right where I was.
Well, that's a dump. Ambridge is where it's happening. Where are we living it?
Like I said, I still prefer Leighton Cross.
Oh, come on, it ain't so bad. What's wrong with it?
Well, what's good about it, you mean? Living over a pub?
That's all right, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah, you think it's such a big laugh. You ought to try it. But it stinks. I've got no privacy. I can't see my mates. And I wish we'd stayed at home.
Yeah, well, if it gets too much, you could always come over to my place.
Like your bender?
Oh, yeah, it's even better now. I've got cushions and loads of tapes. And it's private.
Oh, well, no thanks, Ed.
Oh, come on, you liked it before. You wanted to stay there. Well, now's your chance.
Oh, that's sweet. But I just want to go back home.
So, how much are we talking about?
If you don't contest the petition, then your wife's cost should be about 500.
Right.
That's just a rough figure.
Bit cheeky of her, isn't it? I mean, can't you really expect me to pay all of her costs?
You don't have to agree, of course. You're quite entitled to refuse.
I don't want to start a row. I mean, could we try to reach a compromise?
Well, I suggest I write back to her solicitor and say that you won't contest the petition so long as your wife either drops her claim for costs or agrees to limit her claim to half the amount.
Oh. Yeah, okay, let's go for that.
Right. So, any other questions?
Well, no, I don't think so. But I don't want any arguments. I want this all to go as smoothly as possible.
Well, if you do have any disagreements, it's much better if you can settle them amicably. Either between yourselves, or with the help of family mediation.
Yeah, well, I'm all for that.
A mediated agreement can be a lot cheaper, too. No point in wasting money on solicitor's fees.
Sounds good, too.
If you think your wife would cooperate.
Yes. I'll bear that in mind.
I think the barbecue's the only answer. We'll just have to hope it don't rain. Your dad's birthday. What the forecast is for Monday. Perhaps we could borrow a tarpaulin, rig up a shelter in the yard. Oh, no, Betty's offered us the house, but it wouldn't be right. We're imposing on them quite enough already.
Hey, Mum, I'm starving!
All right, tea's nearly ready.
Ah, Edward, I've got something to say to you.
Oh, yeah?
You know this band you're on about with your mate, Jesse?
What about it?
Well, I'm pleased to see you carrying on the family tradition. You've inherited my musical talent. So I'm prepared to help you out, like.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad, you wouldn't get past the audition.
Oh, I don't want to join it. If you want a guitar, well, there you are. You can use mine.
Yours?
Oh.
Just to start you off, call it a loan.
No, thanks. I don't want a toy, I want a real guitar.
Toy?
Edward.
I mean I want an electric guitar, not an acoustic.
Oh, right. Not good enough for you, is it?
Edward, that were very kind of your father to offer. You might at least be grateful.
Yeah, no offence, Dad. I appreciate it and all that. Well, I know how much a guitar means to you, but we want to play some serious stuff, not cowboy music.
Oh, I see. Cowboy music. Puts me in my place, doesn't it?
Oh, please, now, come on. Don't let's fall out over it. I can see why yours might be a little bit old-fashioned for kids these days, Eddie.
Yeah, but when I do get me home, there's a few chords I'd like you to show me.
Oh, right. What sort of thing?
E diminished?
Ah, well...
Oh, B minor with a ninth.
I might have to look that up for you.
Eddie, before you do that, we've got to decide about Joe's birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem. I saw Neil today. He said we could use the Dutch bond.
Eh?
Yeah, nice of him, isn't it?
Why didn't you say?
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
The barn.
Yeah, plenty of room in there. So, how about a barn dance, eh?
And we're not going to pay all the costs, that's for sure.
Good. And you asked all about Jamie and the business?
Yeah. He reckons there shouldn't be any major problems.
Just like her to try and make you pay the lot.
Yeah.
Oh, love. Had a good day. Fallon, I asked you a question.
Yeah, fine.
School, eh? Who needs it? There's some tea here or a Coke in the fridge?
No, thanks.
Fallon.
Well, I'm going to my room. Is that all right?
OK. Tea's in half an hour, don't forget, will you?
No, it's OK, I don't want any.
I think you're wrong. She's just me.
No, don't worry about it.
You see that look she gave me, loud and clear?
No, no, if she was serious, she wouldn't stop at looks. You should hear the way she goes on at me sometimes.
I wish I could find a way to get through to her.
No, don't try and push it, just back off, give her time.
I just think I should get her something. She's into music, isn't she? Get her a tape or a CD.
No, never mind about her, you've got other things to worry about. You think Kathy's going to agree to split the costs?
Yeah, the solicitor thought half each was fair.
Half of what?
About 500 quid, if I don't contest it.
So, that means you'll have to accept whatever Kathy says.
Yeah, well, everything she's asked seems reasonable enough so far. I mean, if I can keep this place and still see Jamie, that'll do for me. I just hope Kathy settles for it.
Well, she can't complain, though, can she?
It depends. She could push for more if she wanted.
Or she's doing all right. Enough cash to buy a house and maintenance. That's a lot more than I got from Wayne. She ought to take it and be grateful.
Grateful? No, I don't think so, somehow. Not Cathy.
I mean, there's not much to a lettuce, is there? Once they've sprayed it a few times, you'll end up with as much poison as lettuce.
All ours are guaranteed free of pesticides.
Well worth the extra few pence. things some people feed into their system. Sometimes I shudder to think about it. I really do, I shudder.
Anything else?
No, I think that'll do, thank you, Kathy.
Right, that's 325 altogether.
Well, it must be so satisfying for you to know that you're not just selling people food, you're helping them to stay healthy too.
And helping the environment. Mm. Thank goodness most of our suppliers are local. Especially with petrol shortages.
Absolutely.
Kathy, the courgettes. They're still waiting to go on the shelves.
Oh, yeah, I was just about to do that when,
It's okay. I'm here now. I might as well do it.
Good morning, Helen.
Hi.
Well, there you are, Linda. Oh, thank you so much.
Something you've forgotten?
Well, that young man who used to work here.
Peter?
Yes, that's right. Nice-looking boy.
Never mind his looks. He just wasn't up to scratch. He had to let him go.
Yes, I see.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, I didn't suppose... I mean, have you any idea if he could sing?
Sing?
Yes.
Haven't a clue. I never really met him.
Do you know Helen?
No idea. I do know he was a lousy salesman.
Oh, well, just a thought.
Morning!
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Have you got the cream?
Yeah, it's around the back. How's it going, okay?
Yeah, fine. Pretty busy again this morning.
Well, I must be on my way. I'm going to make us a nice organic salad for lunch.
Bye.
Bye, Linda.
Oh, we're getting low on potatoes too.
Oh, shall I bring in another bag?
No, don't worry, I'll do it.
Helen, wait a minute. I'm afraid we've got a problem.
Oh?
I had a phone call before I came out. Steve Phillips from Westerbridge. You know, our tomato supplier?
Oh, I know Steve. We used to get our salad veg from him.
Really?
Well, the bull, I mean. A few years ago, before he went organic.
Well, he's not a happy man. He's still waiting for us to settle last month's bill.
Oh, yeah? Well, he sent us a dodgy box. I said we wouldn't settle until he replaced them.
One box? The rest were okay, weren't they?
Mum, if we can't rely on quality stuff, we'll never survive.
Yes, but he's never let us down before, and he's apologised.
We don't need apologies, we need the goods.
I know we do, but it's silly to fall out over one box. He's talking about ditching us altogether.
Just bluff, Mum.
We don't know that. He's a good local supplier. I don't want to lose him.
Well, I know him quite well. Do you want me to talk to him?
Oh. Well, would you?
Yes, I'll chat him up a bit, you know. I won't go round there. I've only got half a tank left. I'll give him a ring.
Well, that's kind of you to offer. What do you think, Helen?
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Hello, hello. Happy hour. Sheer poetry, isn't it?
Not till tonight, I'm afraid, baby.
So, what's this in aid of? You making too much money, or what?
Jolene's idea. She's starting her line dancing classes again tonight, so this is a kind of celebration.
Oh, right, I'll put it in my diary.
More the merrier.
Oh, is Jolene about? I need to speak to her.
No, she's not here at the moment.
Oh, I thought she'd moved in, like her and Fallon.
She has, but she's out.
So where can I find her?
Well, she'll be back later. Can I give her a message?
Nah. Oh, yeah, we're having a barn dance up at Willow Farm on Monday. Dad's birthday.
Barn dance?
Yeah. I wanted to ask Jolene if she could do the music.
Midnight Walkers?
Oh, no, we're on a tight budget. Well, I thought maybe Jolene could bring a couple of mates and just have a, you know, a bit of a session.
Okay, I'll pass that on.
Oh, you're invited too, of course.
Oh, that's very kind. Someone will have to stay and mind this place, but I'll see if I can spare Jolene for one night.
Oh, you keep her on a tight rein then, do you?
A business, Eddie. She's helping me.
Yeah, okay then. Tell her I'll be in touch.
Oh, Eddie, speaking of things musical,
yeah?
You have any idea what kind of stuff are the kids into these days? I mean, kids about your little age, 15, 16-year-olds.
Yeah, well, I'm the wrong person to ask, anyway.
Oh, I thought...
Do you know what? I offered to lend Edward the guitar. He turned me down, said I was out of touch.
Oh.
Yeah, put me in my place. Come as a bit of a shock. I'm just not cool anymore.
Hello, Eddie.
Oh, no, time for a sharp exit.
Eddie?
Can't stop. Tell Jolene she knows where to find me.
Oh, well.
Eddie! Oh, really? If he thinks I'm going to start chasing after him...
I shan't ask why you want him.
If you want to know the answer to that, come and look at my garden.
Oh, yes, your patio.
Patio? Huh. You have seen those pictures of the surface of the moon, haven't you?
Yes, I get it.
Never mind. I'll catch up with him eventually. It's not the only headache I've got at the moment. I wonder, Sid, would you be kind enough to put this up in the bar?
have?
My production of the Mikado. There are still one or two parts that need to be filled.
Opportunities for talented young singers.
Yes, I don't want it to sound too exclusive, though. Perhaps I should leave out the word talented.
Well, I don't know. You don't want hordes of tone-deaf kids applying, do you?
Hordes? Oh, no danger of that, I'm afraid. Even one would be nice.
Oh, so you've not had many takers?
Well, I don't mind telling you, Sid, I'm getting quite desperate. You'd think young people would jump at the chance to play a leading role in one of our best-loved light operas.
Maybe.
I'm sure they'd enjoy it, but they seem to have no interest at all. If only I could find a way to persuade them.
It's just what we don't need right now, Helen.
Okay.
Well, to lose a supplier only a few months after we've opened.
Don't go on about it, Mum.
I'm not. I just want to make the point.
Okay, point taken. We don't know if we've lost him yet anyway.
No, it didn't sound too good this morning. He was quite upset about it.
Yeah, well, if he's such a prima donna, maybe we're better off without it.
Let's hope Kathy can bring him round. Can you pass me the cheese?
What's that? Pizza?
Yeah, about half now.
I'm off, Mum.
We're going out again?
Yeah, just down the pub.
I see. Who's the lucky girl tonight?
Lucky?
I forgot to tell you, there was a call for you last night.
Oh, yeah?
Kirsty rang while you were out with Lauren.
Oh. What did you tell her?
Well, I wasn't sure what to say. I was in quite an awkward situation.
Mum?
Don't worry, I didn't grass you up. I said you were out. I wasn't sure where, which was true.
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, Romeo. Romeo!
Can't help it, can I? Just my natural magnetism.
Yeah, that's why you pick up...
All right, you two.
So, you staying in again tonight, Helen?
Tommy?
It's okay. I've grown up. I can go a few days without having my ego massaged to stop me feeling insecure.
Come on, both of you, that's enough.
Well, if you must know, I'm meeting Kirsty down the bowl.
Oh, so what do I say if Lauren rings?
Well...
Oh... All right, don't worry, I'll think of something. I just hope it doesn't all end in tears.
It's okay, Mum, it's cool. There's no harm in playing the field. It's like, well, I need some time to sort out my feelings.
Right.
Oh, he's such a sensitive soul.
Well, at least one of us has got a life.
Oh, please don't start again.
Oh, sorry, am I interrupting?
No, we're just having family bonding, you know.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right, take care.
See ya.
Right, now we should be ready to eat when Tony gets in.
Is Jamie upstairs?
Yes, he's got his new book from school. He seems quite happy.
Thanks for minding him.
No problem. So, how did you get on with Steve?
Oh, yeah, you were right. He wasn't too happy. He prides himself on being punctual and expects the same treatment from his customers. Well, I learnt that when I dealt with him at the ball.
Yes, but he knows why I didn't pay.
Yes, I explained it to him. You've got a new business, you've got to build up a reputation for quality and so on. I think he's taken that on board.
So how did you leave it?
Well, if we pay him now, he's agreed to send an extra box free with his next delivery. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So long as he goes on supplying us.
I don't think you need worry about that.
Great. You're wonderful. Isn't she, Helen?
Yes. Thanks, Kathy.
Same again, please, landlord. Still 5 minutes to go.
You've been using a stopwatch.
Well, happy hour at the ball. Want to make the most of it. Might never happen again.
Ah, you never know your luck.
Well, you'll need a few happy hours to make up for the last 6 months. Been like a morgue in here some nights.
Not tonight.
I could swear I heard someone laugh just now. Of course, it might have been an hallucination.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to see a decent crowd in here, though, isn't it? Makes all the difference.
Well, it's a start. We could always use a few more. Maybe once the line dancing starts to take off again.
Yeah, all down to Jolene, isn't it? Not just a pretty face. She's a big asset, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I said you're onto a good thing there.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Am I still in time?
Yeah, yes. Hold on. There you go, Eddie.
Oh, very much.
I'll get that one, Eddie.
Oh, cheers.
Pint in there and just half in that one, please.
Right.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, her hair, is she?
You what?
Well, I could swear she was blonde last night. Oh, I see. It's a different girl.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, watch it, mate. You're living dangerously, ain't you?
No, you're only jealous.
Hey, Tommy, you're a pretty switched-on sort of a guy. What kind of music are the kids into these days?
Oh, depends.
Say, a 15-year-old girl. I'm thinking of Fallon.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I thought I might get her a CD.
CD. Well, I don't know.
Oh, lager's gone off.
Boyzone?
Oh, yeah.
You are?
Boyzone, eh?
Well...
Thanks. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, no, I didn't...
Oh. Boyzone! Fallon!
I know, I was only kidding.
Well, even I know better than that. Well, they're the sort middle-aged mums go for.
But I didn't think he'd fall for it.
You're gonna tell him then?
Yeah, I expect so.
Excuse me, please, can I get...
Sorry, mine was off.
Excuse
What's
me.
Got an urgent appointment in the flame room.
Excuse me, please.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, thank you. Oh, goodness. It's quite a crowd in here for once.
Yeah.
Was that Eddie I saw sneaking off there?
Yeah. Come for the line dancing, have you?
Certainly not. With that woman? I do believe in certain moral principles, you know.
Oh.
No, it's you I want to talk to, Tom.
Well, I'm kind of with a friend, you know.
No, this won't take a minute. I don't want to stay in here any longer than is absolutely necessary. It's about the Mikado.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know I've asked you before and you say you're not interested.
Well, it's not just that. I'm too busy.
Yes, of course. With your pigs and your... interesting social life. I know how valuable your time is.
I wish I could help you, but...
But what if I were to offer you a small inducement?
A what?
Just something to compensate you for giving up your time. Say, £5 a performance.
You're offering to pay me?
Personally, I find the creative frisson reward enough, but I realise you may view it differently.
A fiver.
All right, 10. But that's my final offer. Well, Tom?
We've all been pretty careful. I don't think she's guessed anything.
So, wait a minute. She's expecting to have this small party at Grey Gables.
Yes, only she doesn't know that you know. She thinks it'll be a surprise.
I see. I think.
It's complicated, I know. Just remember, when we ask...
Hello, George!
Afternoon, right. Jill.
Chris here too.
Ah, she's down at the bungalow. We brought a little present for Josh.
Oh, right. I'm just on my way down there.
And everything set for his party?
Pretty much. Ruth's afraid she'll run out of paper napkins, so I'm taking her these.
Oh, how's she managing?
Very well. She's doing fine. There isn't really much for me to do at all.
Right. Good for her. Jill, while George is here, shall we...
Oh, yes. We mustn't forget that.
Well, shall I ask him?
Yes. Go on.
Right.
So, what's this?
Well, it's Jill's birthday coming up, her 70th.
Oh, aye. Chris reminded me the other day.
Dreadful thought, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I keep telling her, there is life after 69.
Take it from those who know. It's something to look forward to.
Oh, all right.
And we're going to celebrate it in style. A special birthday dinner at Grey Gables with you and Chris.
You're inviting us?
Just the four of us. That's if you'd like to come.
Oh, aye, of course I would. I'd be delighted. I'm sure Chris would too.
Good.
Right. I'll go and ask Chris now. Bye, George. Yeah.
Then I'll love her.
Thanks, George.
Oh, you don't think she twigged, do you?
No, you played along perfectly.
Grey Gables. Almost wish it were true.
Well, I'm sure you'll enjoy the real party just as much. You should get your invitations soon. Shula's been sending them out.
Bart?
Yes, Bert?
There's a seed rep in the yard. Says he's got an appointment.
Well, David not there?
Oh, he's back in the bungalow.
Oh, all right. I'll come and see to it.
Well, I'll see you then, Phil.
Yeah, right. And thanks again.
Don't mention it.
So... how are you keeping them, Bert?
We can't complain.
Had a visit from your Frieda last week.
Oh?
Showed her around the garden. She seemed very interested in my onions.
Oh. Did she?
Quite impressed she was.
Whew. We can't think why.
Go on, admit it. You sent her up to have a snoop, didn't you? Checking out the opposition, eh?
What opposition?
Ah, they'll make yours look like shallots, you'll see. You don't stand a chance.
All right, everyone. I want you all to sit down and make a big circle. It's time for Pass the Parcel.
Now, then, you sit here, Nathan. And Lady next to you here.
All set, David.
Yep, cassette fired up and ready for action.
Where's the parcel?
Pip, oh.
Okay, that's...
All right. Okay, you just give me the word.
Just make sure they all get a turn with a parcel. If anyone's left out, it'll be a riot.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Well, they've all been so good up to now, haven't they?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll make this the last game and we'll stop for tea, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Good. Well done. Right, Ruth, we're ready.
Now then, who's going to take the parcel? I know. Well, let Josh start. He's the birthday boy. Music, please, David.
All right.
Oh, have I missed all my fun?
No, you're still down for tea.
Oh, good. Phone rang just as I was about to come down.
Just don't hang on to it.
Linda. Oh, I see.
Oh, but they all seem to be enjoying it anyway.
Yes, it's a great success.
Kept you busy.
Come on.
Ruth's done most of it.
He hasn't stopped yet.
I've just stepped in when needed. What did Linda want?
Oh, I expect you can guess.
The Mikado.
Yes. Still desperate to find her two young leads. It's really getting quite absurd. You'll never guess her latest.
Oh, who's got the parcel?
Well done, Liddy. Open it carefully. There might be something under the table.
Lydia from Playgroup.
Oh, right.
Are you
sure?
Oh, I know it's a bit hard. Here, let me give you a hand.
Ruth's doing well.
Isn't she?
Oh, look. There. A sweet.
Oh, what a surprise.
All right, get ready to pass it on. Okay, David.
All right, here we go.
Look. Josh can't take his eyes off the box.
He's determined to get that present.
I know. What did you say about Linda?
Well, you won't believe this, but she's even resorted to bribery.
What?
It's true. She's offered to pay Tommy if he'd been Anki Poo. So much a performance.
Surely not.
Told you she's desperate.
Did it work?
No. Tommy said his talent wasn't for sale. Carl said I'd blame him either.
So you've still got no Anki Poo?
Or Yum Yum.
Right, who's got it this time?
Oh, is that Pip?
I don't think she should have.
No, Pip, it was Nathan's turn. He had the parcel. No, come on, be a good girl. Don't
come
let's
on,
fight
Pip.
Over.
Oh, do you think we should...
No, I'm sure we can handle it.
I know. Let's see what I've got in my pocket, shall we? I might have another Snoopy.
Evening.
Oh. Oh, hello, Bert. What brings you up here?
Ah, well, Christine left her pot of honey at Brookfield. Said I'd drop it up for her.
Oh, very considerate of you. Chris is round in the yard.
Ah. You were giving your edge a last trim, eh?
That's right.
Well, you thought you might be digging in your garden.
Oh, I may do later. You should be home digging yours.
Oh, don't you worry about mine. It's all up to scratch.
That's just as well. Only a week or so to go.
Frieda's doing her baking. I saw the doctor's wife in the village. She's making a cake. I told her you won't stand a chance against my Frieda's.
Well, I mean, it's not just about winning, is it? It's about having a go and doing your best.
Ooh, maybe.
I mean, if you want to show your onions, then I say good luck to you. Even if you don't stand a chance.
If I hear one more word about them onions...
You still don't believe me, then.
All right, I've had enough of your bragging. Let's have a look at them.
Okay, then follow me. Here we are. This is my onion patch. What do you reckon?
These? You said mine were like shallots. Oh, you see, shallots grow bigger than this.
Oh, no, my shoe onions are there, behind you. So, what do you think of your chances now, eh, Bert?
Dad?
Oh, hello. What do you think of that sky?
Oh, don't know. Could go either way. You worried about the beans?
Well, the combine's due tomorrow. It's too late to stop it now.
Oh, I just have to keep my fingers crossed.
Yeah. So, the bungalow's still in one piece?
Yeah, they've all gone now. Mum's still down there with Ruth. We've been tidying up.
Right.
Oh. Whew. Just been down to the cows, swapped the fencer battery around.
Well, getting a bit flat.
Yeah, Ruth thought he was a bit low this morning. Then she walked the cows down with Neil.
Better to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the sort of job she usually does herself. I don't even have to think about it.
Yeah, like a lot of other jobs around here.
Yeah. You know, it can't be easy for her, seeing the rest of us carrying on her routine, not having the strength to do it herself.
Well, of course.
I mean, she tries not to show it, but, well...
She seems to stay pretty cheerful in spite of it all.
Yeah, I know.
And at the party, too, I thought she was terrific, the way she handled it all and managed to keep her patience.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty shattered and I'm supposed to be fit.
And if she was getting tired, well, you'd never have guessed it.
Oh, I don't know about you, but I've just about had it.
Yeah, get the kids to bed early, then a nice hot bath and put my feet up.
You deserve it, you've worked hard.
Oh, hey, you're not still at it.
Hi. Almost done.
Hey, Ruth, you sit down. You let me do
No, that. It's okay. It's the last job.
She wouldn't let me either.
Did you sort out the fencer battery?
Yeah, took a fresh one down and put the old one onto charging.
Great, thanks. Here's your ball, Jill.
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you for all your help.
Right, now, if that's the lot, you've no excuse not to sit down.
Well, okay. Oh, you win.
Good.
I suppose I am feeling pretty shattered.
Well, that was a lovely party. I did enjoy it.
Well, thanks again, Mum.
No problem. I'll go and say goodbye to Pip and Josh.
Are they okay?
Yeah, Josh is still busy with all his presents.
Bye then, Ruth.
Bye, Jill. Thanks again.
Go and have that hot bath if I were you.
I'm looking forward to it.
Bye, Mum. Okay then, love.
Just about. Glad it all went okay.
It was brilliant. Josh had a great time. It was his best party ever.
I hope so.
Oh, well, now it's all over. We can relax. Take it easy for a few days.
And do what?
Well, you deserve a rest. Don't feel you have to do anything.
I suppose that's the trouble. Doing nothing.
I know you're not used to it, but...
Sometimes I find it quite depressing. Everywhere I go, I see jobs waiting to be done, and I just don't have the strength.
Yeah, I know, but we're all here to do them for you.
It's not easy, David. It's like seeing the ghost of my old life wherever I go. It just reminds me how weak I am. I feel like I need to get away from it all.
Right, well, yeah. We could have a break. Go for a short holiday. Perhaps after Mum's birthday.
No, I don't want to wait till then.
So, what would you like to do?
My mum rang this morning to say happy birthday to Josh. She asked if I wanted to go and stay with her for a while.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, why not? It's a great idea. Go up to Prada for a few days.
Yeah, on the train. I thought I might go up after your birthday and come back in time for Jill's. So it'd be less than 2 weeks.
Right.
And I'd take Josh with me, of course, so that'd make things easier for you. Pip's no trouble. I think she'd rather stay, and it means she won't have to miss school.
Yeah, well, I can manage that.
I need a break. Change of scene, you know? Somewhere there's no pressure at all. Where I'm not worrying about the fencer or watching you with a plough. Wishing I was out there too. Do you understand?
Yeah, of course I understand, yeah.
You sure?
Ruth, if that's what you really want, you do it.
Sorry, it took a bit longer than I thought.
It's okay. Did you get all the things you wanted?
Yeah. Cleared the last stuff out of Fallon's old room. There's still a few odds and ends, but they can stay there for now.
Right.
You coming in for some tea or what?
Yes, in a sec. Just tidying up, you know.
Tidying? All looks okay to me.
Well, Pat's due to drop Jamie off any minute. I'd like to be out here to meet him when he comes.
So you managed to sort it out with Kathy?
Yes, she rang about this morning. Said he'd be okay. He's coming after school, staying for his tea.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's been a few days now since I saw him.
Well, he'll be all the more pleased to see you.
Well, I hope so.
I thought we'd take his bike down to the pitch, maybe knock a ball about.
Yeah, great, you do that.
If you'll be okay here on your own.
Yeah, I'm a big girl now. Look after myself.
All right, then.
Mum? Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
School okay?
Yeah. Mum, did you get my posters?
Yeah, and your lampshade. And I found all your old magazines.
Oh, great, thanks.
Sure you want to keep them?
Well, yeah, I don't want you chucking them away.
Okay. Oh, Fallon, I've got something for you too.
Oh.
Yes, nothing special, just a little moving in present.
Oh, a present.
Where did I, it must be still in my coat pocket. Ah, yes. Here we are.
Do I get one too?
No, this is just for Fallon. There. I, hope you like it.
You gonna look at it then?
Yeah, hold on.
A CD.
Boyzone. Their latest album.
Yeah.
So, what do you say then?
Yeah, thanks.
I've got the receipt. You can always change it if you...
But I'm going in, Mum. I've got some homework to do. Hold on.
Fallon!
Oh. So she's not into Boyzone then?
Not really. But it's a thought that counts, eh, love?
Doing all right. If this keeps up, we'll be finished on time.
Is that Bert on the trailer?
Yeah. I just stopped for a drink.
Oh, we've been lucky with the weather, too. Should end up with a reasonable yield.
Who is Bill?
Come all the way out here for.
Must be keen to see you.
Afternoon, Linda.
Hello. Oh, I thought you'd finished with your harvest.
Well, beans, they're the last to come in.
Oh, yes. I just came to say, I wonder...
Linda, you've got some burr stuck on your sweater.
What? Oh, cheap things. Must have been when I came over the stile.
Is this about the Mikado?
Yes. Larry's been looking at the score, and he suggested a few minor cuts. I thought perhaps if you had a minute...
You want to go through them now?
Well, I didn't want to waste time at the rehearsal.
Well, so there is going to be a rehearsal.
Of course. Why are not?
Well, I did wonder... As you still haven't found our young leads.
Well, yes, that is a nuisance, but I haven't given up quite yet.
Oh, no, I realise that.
We'll do the same as last week. I'll read for Yum Yum and Nanky Poo.
Oh, that's very versatile of you, Linda.
Well, needs must, I'm afraid. I'm quite determined to get this show into production.
Yes, well, I'm sorry, but I can't come and look now.
Oh, but it'll only take a few minutes.
Not now, Linda. I'm about to go down to the U's.
No. Well, that can't be helped, I suppose.
I'm sure we can find 10 minutes at the start of the rehearsal.
All right, that'll have to do. But do make sure you're on time, won't you?
Oh, I'll bear that in mind.
Right. Well, I better get on with my preparations. I'll see you later.
Yes, see you.
Bye, Linda. Well, you've got to hand it to her. She's prepared to come trekking across a bean field for the sake of her art.
Yes, she's quite tenacious.
Mm. I thought you'd just come up from the U's.
Well, if you're going to split hairs...
Aha!
The point is, I'm far too busy to talk to her now. I was meant to ring Elizabeth this morning, and I never did.
What about the party?
Yeah, she's wondering whether to ask the Grundys.
Oh, right. Might be a nice idea, after what they've been through.
Yes, and we've been asked to their barn dance.
Ruth's got some invitations, hasn't she? You could ask her to send one out.
Well, I want to ring Elizabeth anyway. I don't think she's looking forward to her hospital visit next week.
Oh, what? Her heart examination?
Yeah. She hasn't said much about it, but...
Right.
Mind, I think the party's helping to keep her mind off it. I'm sure there'll be plenty for Ruth to do nearer the time.
Yeah, actually, she won't be able to help then. She won't be here.
Oh?
Well, she's going away. She's taking Josh up to Quetta.
Oh, I see. When's this?
It's on Tuesday after my birthday. It's just for 10 days or so, you know. She'll be back in time for Mum's do.
Right. Sorry, I didn't know this was in the air.
No, nor did I. Not until yesterday.
Oh, Tom Mellow, I didn't see you there.
No?
No, I thought this bar was empty. I just came in for some crisps.
Well, you want to be careful.
Why is that?
Don't go out tonight. you could end up in...
the Mikado.
What are you on about?
Oh, Linda Snell. She's grabbing kids off the streets for her rehearsal.
There's lots of weird people in this village.
That's why I'm hiding in here, see?
So, were you on your own then?
Well, right now,
it's
yeah.
It's nice
but...
to have someone to talk to. Not much happens around here, does it?
You don't like it then?
Well, it wasn't my idea to move. It's only because Mum's fallen for the sad old man that lives here.
Oh, don't you get on with Sid?
No way. He's embarrassing. Well, his age, the way he goes to the gym and wears trainers and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, I mean, you know what he gave me today?
What?
A Boyzone CD.
Oh.
Yeah, it's true. Boyzone, would you believe it?
Yeah, well...
He's got no idea. Or does he think I'm going to get all hysterical over Ronan Keating?
Maybe it's because I told him.
You did what?
Well, he asked me what kind of music you were into, and I just said it for a laugh, you know, Boyzone.
A laugh? Tom!
Oh, I didn't know he'd believe me, did I?
So it's all your fault, then?
Oh, sorry. Oh, hi, Kirsty.
Sorry, not interrupting, am I?
No. Kirsty, this is Fallon. She lives here.
Hi.
Hello.
So, live over the shop, do you? Does that mean you can work in the bar after school?
No.
Oh, no, right. You'd be too young, wouldn't you?
No, I just don't...
Fallon! Well, there you are.
Oh, that your mum?
I've been looking for you.
What for?
It's getting late. Don't forget about your homework, will you?
Okay, Bert, take her away.
Hello. Is that the last load?
Yeah, we all safely gathered it.
Good. Always glad to see the back of it. Ah, looks like quite a decent crop.
Yeah, I'm just going to tidy the heap up a bit.
Oh, well, do you want me to?
No, it won't take a minute. Last job. I'm back down to help Ruth with the kids.
Right. David, I hope you don't mind me asking, but this trip to Prudhoe, is it just because you want a break, or is there any other reason?
No. Yeah, it's like I said, you know, being on the farm, not being able to help, and getting a down a bit.
Right. Well, I can understand that, of course.
That's what she said, anyway.
What do you mean, you're not so sure?
Well, I admit, I was a bit... you know, surprised when she told me. Yeah, a weekend, yes, but she obviously feels she needs longer than that.
Yes, but it's not that long, really. It's less than a fortnight.
Just hope it isn't me. Something I've done or said.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Well...
I think it's quite natural. She wants a few days with her mum away from all this. And be nice for Josh, too, to have her all to himself.
Yeah, so...
And you'll have some time with Pip. Good excuse to spoil her a bit.
Yeah, I can see all that, but you know how it is.
Well, she's got to cope in the best way she can.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Okay, then. Yeah, it's fine. Give him my...
Say?
Right, yeah. Bye.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I just rang to see if Jamie's okay. Make sure he's settled all right.
Has he?
Yes, fine. Everything okay in the bar?
Well, as if you come in from the village hall. Linda Snell and her Mikado lot.
Right, I'll come and...
Sid, don't look so down. You're worrying me.
Hey? No, I'm all right.
Oh, come on, Jamie's okay. You had a great time together. Won't be long till you see him again.
Yeah. It just feels a bit quiet now. It's gone, you know. I suppose I'll have to get used to it.
Well, you've got, unlimited access. You can see him as often as you want.
Not quite so simple, is it? Got to arrange it to suit Cathy.
Well, can't she arrange it to suit you for once?
I know, I don't want to cause any trouble.
Sid, you've got your rights. You ought to stick up for him.
Right. No, it's me who's to blame for all this. I'll put up with it.
Hold on. No need to overdo this guilt trip, Sid. There's a history here, remember?
Oh?
Yeah. Kathy showed you the way, didn't she? She was the first to cheat on you with that copper.
I told you, that's all in the past.
But you're still married, husband and wife. She was knocking him off for months behind your back. You said they went away for weekends together.
Yeah, or maybe.
Well, that's more than we ever did. She must have been lying through her teeth. You know, she's acting like she's some kind of saint or what?
I know, but whatever happened back then...
All I'm saying is, when a marriage breaks up, it's never just one person who's to blame. It isn't that simple, is it?
No, not tomorrow. I'm tied up again.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I suppose I shouldn't complain.
It's all right, Larry. There's one over here.
You're not going to let me forget about last week, are you?
Well, if you're in such big demand...
Can't help being popular, can
I? Excuse me, Tommy. Is this chair taken?
No, no, you can have it.
Thank you.
So, how's he doing, then?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to make him into an opera star?
A what?
Such a talented boy. My Tom, in the Mikado.
The Mikado?
How did the rehearsal go on Tuesday? I hope he didn't disgrace himself. Not after he stood me up because of it.
Oh. Oh, so you stood her up, did you, Tommy? Because of a rehearsal?
Yeah. Well, you know, it was...
He did very well. Very well indeed. He'll make an excellent Nanky Poo.
Nanky what?
Oh, that's who he's playing. Aren't you, Tommy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Good. You're quite right, Kirsty. It is Kirsty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
yes,
me.
He's a very talented boy. Best young tenor in Ambridge. I was very lucky to get him.
Nanky Poo.
Well, I'll see you at our next rehearsal, Nanky Poo.
Oh, don't forget your cabbage. There.
Thank you, then. Bye.
Kathy, there's a delivery from the Felbsham wholesalers due in half an hour. Can you deal with it?
Yeah, of course.
Give you a break from the till. I'll take over here.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you want the ham with the stuffing?
Yes, if you do the herbs and spices.
Right. Oh, busy again this morning. It's the first quiet patch we've had.
That's the way I like to see it.
Oh, Linda Snell was in again earlier. She said a strange thing.
What?
Well, according to her, your brother's finally volunteered to be in the Mikado.
Tom, volunteered?
That's what she said.
No way. She's been twisting his arm for days. She even offered to pay him.
Well, he must have given way. He's going to play Nanky Poo.
Tom, on stage with a fake pigtail. This I cannot wait to see.
Morning.
Osha, hello.
Hi.
Hey, you heard this? Linda's persuaded Tom to be in the Mikado.
Well, I heard she'd been accosting young men all around the village.
Oh, she must have got him at a weak moment.
Sound like his kind of thing, though.
No, maybe he was drunk. Or just bust up with one of his girlfriends.
Oh, one of?
Don't ask. What can I do you for?
I'd like a few of these gorgeous lemons.
Right.
Going to make some lemon curd for the flour and produce show.
Oh, very brave of you. Taking on the real heavyweights, Marjorie and Frieda Fry.
Well, you know, nothing ventured.
Have you found a bag there, Isha?
Oh, yes, thanks. Kathy, while I'm here, I've had a cancellation for this afternoon. Would you like to come half an hour earlier?
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine by me. Depends if it fits in with you, Helen.
Yeah, fine. Whenever.
Right, thanks.
Good. We'll call it 2:30 then, huh?
Yeah, great. Oh, Helen, I've just thought, have you reordered the cocoa?
No, why?
Well, we're getting a bit low.
Organic cocoa, that's a new one.
Well, it was a bit of an experiment. I wasn't sure it'd sell.
Oh, yeah, it's gone quite well. I even sold some to Joe Grundy yesterday.
Joe?
Well, if you can sell to him, you can sell it to anyone.
So, do you think we should get some more?
Well, if you're asking me,
okay, I'll put it on the list. Anything else, Lucia?
No, thanks.
180, please.
Right. Actually, I've had people in asking for organic pasta, too. Fresh, not dried.
Really?
That's probably quite expensive.
So, do you think it might be worth stocking it?
Does seem to be a demand.
Maybe you could find a supplier.
Yeah, I might be able to.
Great. Well, I'll leave it with you then.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Lower Loxley? Oh, that's ever so cup. They've asked all of us, Joe, too.
Oh, anything for me?
A day? Look at this. Look what came this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Well, the post was late this morning. I'd already gone to work.
Blimey. We request the pleasure of your company.
It's a surprise for Mrs. Archer. We're having a big do at Lower Loxley. Pat was telling me. That's
fancy them inviting us.
Yeah, well, they can have the pleasure of my company any day. Did you get one too, Betty?
Of course. No, don't suppose we'll get one, but you go, have a good time, you deserve it.
Oh, yeah, we'll enjoy it all right.
It's supposed to be a surprise, Minor. Don't you go telling Mr. Sarge.
What, me?
Well, they'll have a job to keep it secret. She'll be the only one in the village who doesn't know.
Mum's the word, eh?
Oh, Eddie, come back a minute. What are we going to do about Edward's birthday present?
Do?
Well, there ain't no way we can afford this electric guitar he wants, so we'll have to think of something else.
I'll put my mind to it.
Well, listen, you're going out this afternoon. Why don't you have a look round the shops?
I'm not going to the shops. I'm nipping back over to the Bannermans.
Aye? But you've had the funeral. I thought you was finished over there.
Oh, just one last errand and I've done. I'll see you later.
All right. See ya. Right, well, I'll just hang these up then.
Oh, real shame about Frank Bannerman.
Yeah.
Elaine definitely selling up, is she?
Yep. Eddie's been helping her sort it all out.
Well, almost time I was back down the shop.
Oh, Betty. Betty, can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
Now, it's this barn down. Now, when I asked Pat and Tony, I asked Kathy too, because she's living over there and, well,
yeah.
You know.
So?
Well, then Eddie tells me he's asked Jolene to come and do the music.
Oh, I see.
Well, so we can't have her and Kathy together, but he says, too bad, we've got to have Jolene for the music. What am I going to do about it?
Well, I'm not sure if there's much you can do. You can't uninvite either of them, really.
That's the trouble.
Well, it's a big barn. There'll be lots of other people.
Hello! Is there anything for dinner?
Hello. Oh. You're looking for your dinner?
Well, yeah.
There's some ham in the fridge and cheese if you want it.
Right. You move that washing line, Clary.
Well...
Yeah, it was my idea. Gets more sun over here by the house.
Oh, right.
You sure it ain't in your way?
Well...
No, it's fine. It's far more convenient.
Convenient for who?
When Clary unloads her washing, she got less far to carry it.
Unloads?
From the machine.
Right, well, I'll leave that to dry then. Turn my back to work, too.
As soon as you've got another load, just bring it in.
Thanks, Betty. That's so kind. I really do appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
So, washing machine, eh?
Come on, Mike. I can't let her do it all by hand. Not with our machine sitting right there.
Ah, I knew this would happen. I knew they'd start to take over.
Oh, don't be silly, Mike.
Well, thin end of the wedge, innit? Once you let them get their foot in the door, where's it all going to stop?
He was a bit difficult when he got home. Well, obviously he misses his dad.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was because he was tired, really. He was fine again the next morning.
Good. I'm glad there weren't any problems.
Poor Jamie. He finds it so hard to understand. Oh. Sorry, I didn't come to talk about that.
Well, it concerns Jamie too, of course. You may want to suggest a different contact arrangement.
No, we'll leave it as it is for now. Let's go back to the maintenance.
Right. Well, you understand that this is just a temporary figure until we reach a more long-term settlement.
Yeah, but I've still got to live in the meantime, haven't I? And pay for what Jamie needs. I can't work at the shop forever. It may take me a while to find a proper job.
Yes, of course. Now, if we go back to Sid's reply to your petition, have you got your copy?
Oh, yeah.
Good. He's confirmed that he's not going to contest the divorce as long as we can reach an agreement on your claim for costs.
Hush, you don't not. He's got what he wanted.
Well, it should enable Decree Nicei to come through in a few weeks. It's going to save you both a lot of time and money, not to mention the stress.
Yeah, but he's not giving up completely, is he? He still wants me to pay for the divorce.
Well, not quite. He's willing to pay half your costs.
And that still leaves me with the other half.
Okay, but at least it shows he's prepared to meet you halfway.
So you think I should accept it?
Well, that's up to you, of course, but if we can agree this amicably with Sid, then so much the better.
Amicably?
But I realise that may not be how you feel personally toward
him. Yeah, there's not much of that left, I'm afraid.
All the same, I think we should try and avoid a dispute at this stage. We're hoping the finances will all be settled quickly, but there could still be a long way to go.
And this suggestion that we go halves, you think it's a serious offer? It's not just Sid's solicitor trying it on.
No, it doesn't seem unreasonable to me. You're still not happy about it?
I don't know. Seems a bit of a cheat, really. I mean, why should I have to pay half?
Well, my advice would be that it's worth it if it saves you more trouble in the long run.
I see.
And what happens if I say no? If I refuse to drop my claim for costs? Then it'll be up to the judge to decide when he considers the papers for decree nisi.
And what do you think he'd decide?
I can't say for sure. There's no hard and fast rule.
Okay, just tell me the odds.
As Sid's admitted the adultery, the odds are that the judge will decide in your favour.
Right, then I'll refuse.
You sure about that?
Oh, yes, you bet I am. Sid got us into this mess and he can damn well pay to get us out.
Right, I'll send a letter off this afternoon.
Betty! Here, Betty, you know what's just happened to me?
Oh, hello, love. Here, you seen this?
Eh?
Here, look, this new system for the post office.
Oh.
You know, I've been telling you, it's all going to be computerised.
Oh, yeah.
Look, there's going to be a talk about it at Grey Gables for all the local sub-postmasters.
So, you knew it was coming?
Oh, yeah, but it's still a worry, isn't it? What do I know about computers?
Ah, you'll be given training, will you?
I know. Be like going back to school.
Oh, come on, love. If Susan Carter can do it...
I'm getting too old, Mike.
Don't be daft. Anyway, never mind about that. You know what's just happened to me? I went up to have a bath and the door were locked. And guess who was in there?
Yeah, I know.
Edward Blooming Grundy in my bath using my soap. Oh,
you saw him?
But no. But he would have brought his own soap, will he?
Mike, he's been living in that bender for weeks. He was starting to...
Well, I mean, there's a shower in the caravan, isn't there?
It's not the same as a proper hot bath.
Oh, I said it, didn't I? I knew this would happen. We're being invaded.
Shh, don't be so silly.
Well, it's happening, isn't it?
Hello?
Oh, okay. Come in, Clary.
Oh, yeah. Come on in, why don't you?
Sorry to bother you, but I've got your invitations to the bar and
dance. Oh, proper invitations?
Well, I know I've already asked you, but I thought we'd make it official-like. You're coming, aren't you?
Yeah, of course.
Not as if we'd have far to go, is it?
We're looking forward to it. Ages since we've been to a dance, isn't it, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Now there's one right on our doorstep.
And you was right about Kathy. We'll just have to try and keep her and Jolene apart.
Hey, blimey. They ain't both coming, are they?
Jolene's doing the music.
Right. That should liven things up a bit. Might see the fur start to fly.
Mike.
What's that in the yard?
Is that Eddie back?
Yes. Van? Sounds to me like a tractor.
Eddie? Eddie?
Hello, love. How about this for a bit of tackle?
Well, you were where did
where
it
did
come
you dig
from?
This up
Not
from?
Bad, eh? 86 model. Four-wheel drive, too. Not bad, Nick, is it?
But what's it doing here?
It's mine. I bought it.
Bought it?
Oh, Eddie.
It was Frank Bannerman's. Elaine let me have it for 200 quid.
200?
Yeah, real bargain. As a thanks for me helping her out. Well, it needs a bit of work, but we'll soon get that sorted.
Eddie!
It's a snip, Clary, love. Time I've finished, it'll be worth $3,000 or $4,000.
Oh, yeah? And where are you going to park it?
Come on, Clary. Come up and see.
What now?
Come on, I'll give you a hand. Come on.
Oops. Oh!
That's it. Oh, there. What do you reckon?
Well, cab looks nice and tidy.
Oh, it's a tidy machine. Been well looked after.
Yes, but what, Eddie? What are you going to do with it?
Fix it up and use it for contracting.
What contracting?
Oh, I'll find some. Here, I'll take you for a ride.
Eddie!
You know what this means, Clary, love? We're back in business.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Louise Gifford and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.